Vaulted, vast and vivid halls, richly decorated walls, these are seen by one who calls upon Sir Robert's citadel. Within his courts are gardens fair, inside his keep is many a stair, which leads through pretty towers there, that beautifully grasp the air, but these are still the halls of hell. Richness flows through every field, harvest five each year they yield, in this land alone concealed by forests deep and currents cruel. A little fiefdom by the sea, whose people grown on bended knee, trapped on an isle within is she, who grew the wheat and blessed the tree, in bitter dreams an elvish jewel. Guardsmen keep the land in thrall, forest, sea and castle wall, boundaries kept against the call of peasantry who would be free. Though Arthur's name has here been heard, of Robert's country not a word could e'er be carried but by bird, the silent seamen long deterred by threats towards their family. For when they sail, they leave in chains their hostage children. This explains why each one watches none complains of Robert when at ports they call. So sail they seas in ships to shores, where wheat is scarce because of wars, and trade their trove for gilt and gauze, their creaking timbers fill with stores from Orkney's shores or distant Gaul. Far from the heart of Robert's land, terror seeps like an unseen hand, everything runs to one command, where violence stifles like a gag. But profit Robert does not ever, cursed is he who sleepeth never, sorcerers make long endeavour, but the spells are not so clever yet as hell's departed hag. Evenings long enthroned he sits, bed abandoned, none befits, fumbling feebly through the writs with which he would perfect his powers. His waking world goes ever on, all gladness from his life has gone. Cursed is the throne he sits upon, his back is sagged, his aspect wan, and on his wretched fool he glowers.